Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
Hey, your string and tin can are sounding pretty good today, buddy. You're on your way to the D-Town, right?
Yes, I am. Right around Bay City right now.
Yeah.
A little bit of weather delay this morning.
Yeah, you had to drive through some pretty significant snow, I would assume, heading east toward the bridge.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was okay, like, after Munising, though. Not bad.
All right, well, some NFL news to talk about. You're going to the Red Wings game tonight. We should probably just start there. They're going to be taking on the Minnesota Wild at LCA. Your first game?
No, my second time here. I've been to the Joe, too, but...
You got to the Joe just before they stopped playing.
Yeah, last year, yes.
So what do you think is going to happen tonight? Any ideas? Have you looked at starters or anything like that?
No, I'm thinking I'm going to, like, see if I could be the Zamboni driver and hope both goalies get hurt.
Heaven help either team to put you in net. Not to mention your melon.
Wow.
Points leader Dylan Larkin been on kind of a hot streak. He's at 46 points, 17 goals, 29 assists, and Tyler Bertuzzi actually has one more goal than he does right now. So I'm hoping you're going to see some good goaltending out of, what do you think, Bernier?
I hope so.
Well, let's move on then and talk a little bit about college basketball just real quick. Man, I thought Maryland was going to get upset last night, but they actually completed a 17-point comeback against Minnesota. Number 9, Maryland, holds off Minnesota, and that will definitely help them in their rankings here getting into the tournament. But any other games that you want to talk about here real quick?
Yeah, also in the Big Ten, Penn State barely beat Rutgers by one. They're 18th, so Big Ten's starting to make a little move up the top 25 here, it looks like.
I would agree with that, yeah. We'll see what happens. Let's move on to baseball real quick. I know the Brewers went to extra innings against the Giants yesterday they took on? They actually ended
spring
up in
training, who cares?
I know, it was a tie, I guess. It's like, you don't see ties in baseball, yeah. That's what's weird, you know?
Yeah.
Tigers didn't play yesterday. They do take the field. Actually, they're playing right now against the Rays and getting spanked. So Brewers will take on the Royals at 3:05. Michigan, number 19, taking on Wisconsin tonight. That's about it for the games that are scheduled, other than the one you're going to at the Red Wings there. Let's talk NFL. We want to talk about this collective bargaining agreement and all of the players that are coming out now, including Maurkice Pouncey, who absolutely went on an NSFW rant about the leaders of the NFLPA in this proposed CBA. Any thoughts there?
Well, Aaron Rodgers is the leader for the Packers, and he said he voted based on his teammates' reactions. He doesn't think it's going to pass, but everyone else thinks it's going to pass because the players that haven't been in the league very long are getting a better deal. It sounds like it's more veterans that don't want it to pass because they don't want the 17th game.
Yeah, I don't think many people do want the 17th game, including a lot of us traditional fans, too. So it just doesn't seem to make sense to me. But money, greed, you know? They say pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, so we'll see what happens there. Other than that, I just wanted to mention Tom Brady. Man, there's a lot of buzz building that he's not going to be in New England this year.
And he's actually telling people that. And guess what story I saw today? They're talking about Brady to the Lions.
No, I did not see that.
Would you like that?
I did not see that.
I'll send you the picture of the story.
That doesn't make any sense to me, but what are they going to do? Take Brady for one or two years? No.
Take Tua in the draft and let him go under Brady. There you go.
And trade Stafford? Is that what you think is going to happen?
Yeah, trade him. Trade him to Vegas.
That would be a earth-shattering situation, to say the least. That would dominate the headlines if it did happen. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I just wanted to also mention that the Chiefs are tagging Chris Jones with the franchise tag, star defensive lineman. When the window officially opens, I believe today.
Yeah, it is today. And then Mike McCarthy has come out and said that Dak Prescott is the quarterback to get the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, and he is pushing for a new deal for him. He's comparing Dak Prescott to Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, come on.
It's making me sick to my stomach.
Well, whatever. I don't even know what to say to that, to be honest with you. I got nothing else, man. You?
No, just going to go enjoy a game tonight, hopefully.
And hopefully you'll see a Red Wings victory. Hopefully Bernier just stifles them and stands on his head between the posts. So, too bad you don't get to see Athanasia, though.
Yeah, well, they're rebuilding, remember? Yzerman's going to rebuild this team.
Let's hope. We can only hope. Lifelong Red Wings fan here just suffering through these years right now. Big Boy Sports Recap, ready back.
Marquette Big Boy.
Go eat a Coney dog for me, would you?
Okay, I'll try.
It's the Outdoor Show.